humans. This is IT Stuff, the show that squints sideways at information technology, just in case it's up to something when we're not watching. Because it does, doesn't it?
It does.
It does. Yeah.
So making reinstalling.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Progress bars, that kind of thing. So making me feel safe today are she and Chris and hopefully Dick over there. We can't really see you, can we? Because for YouTube purposes, we're all sat in the dark because it's more atmospheric.
It's more atmospheric. It looks much more like we're hackers. I mean, look at that screen now. This is a room full of hackers. Before, it looked like a room full of office workers.
God. Absolutely. Yeah. It makes all the difference. You know, the glow of the screen and everything. So much better. So there you go. So over there we've got Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
And we've got Dick.
Hello.
And we've got she.
Hello.
And I'm Alexa. Please don't go outside dressed like that. So what's in the show today? Well, due to the election thing, there's loads of stuff we can't really talk about.
No, there's nothing to do with
no,
it.
No, nothing's
happening. Yeah, I mean, you might think our party leaders are all a bunch of robots, which is on topic for us, but we're not allowed to talk about that because, we don't want to be turned into Fox News, do we really?
No. I have to turn into Fox News.
Why? You're not sexist.
Well, you just, you know, point the camera at your garden. There's lots of foxes.
Oh, news, isn't it? Yeah, right. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be Mozilla. No, okay.
Right. Yeah, on the subject of robots, did you see that bloke in China that married a robot that he'd built himself?
Not personally.
How long did it take him to build it?
Just for research purposes.
For research purposes. How long
did it take?
Yeah,
how long did it take?
You don't know, do you?
Don't know. This is not within the limited research that I've performed.
That's an important question. I mean, if he only spent like 5 minutes building a robot, he should not be allowed to marry it. But if he spent like 50 years, that's a fair point.
Mm. Well, there's sort of like an emotional investment,
yeah,
albeit one-sided.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, you spend 50 years building a robot, yeah, fine, you can marry it. Because, you know, your wife's already left you if you spent 50 years building a robot.
Oh, dear. Also, is it a physical robot or is it a chatbot?
Yeah, no, it's a physical. Physical. Yeah, wow. You know, one of these little R2-D2 dustbin things.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know, not literally R2-D2.
Okay.
Well, that's copyright for one thing.
No, no, you're getting it confused. It's the C-3PO. He's the sexy one.
Oh, you what?
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Moving swiftly
nice.
On.
Oh.
No, never mind. Right, okay. Anyway, we'd better get on with the actual show because we've got an artificial intelligence special. It just sort of happened by accident, really, didn't it? Yeah. Plus, we've got Anniversary Corner, World of Stuff, and upcoming events and all that sort of thing. Yay! But first off, let's see if we can talk about Lyrebird. Now, I'm going to have to play this in from my laptop, so this might not come out too well, but there's this thing this month called Lyrebird, where you've got, well, it can synthesize based on training from voice samples. It can synthesize voices. So let's see if I can fire it up on the lappy. It's going to moan, isn't it? It's going to moan about Flash. Nope.
Oh, so how much data does Lyrebird need of a person's voice?
Didn't it say only about 20 minutes or something?
20 minutes, was it 20 seconds?
If you talk really slowly and there's lots of pauses, does it take more than 20 minutes?
I have no idea.
But it's really convincing, if only I can scroll down to the right. Ah, here we are. Right, okay. Here we go. Come on, baby. You can do it.
So this you're marrying impressive. The laptop. Yeah,
I am. Marrying
Is your volume muted?
No. It worked earlier.
Technical professionals in the studio.
That's
obviously.
Fine. Never ever can be edited out. Yeah.
Well, anyway, there are alternatives to Lyrebird.
If you just have a look on the internet, you're going to have to find it yourself because we're incapable of broadcasting it.
So there's also Adobe Project Vocal, which, after, again, about 20 minutes of listening to a voice, users can make the voice say whatever they want just by typing it out. And there's also Google WaveNet as well. So these has really got quite a potential for... here we are.
You're speaking about this new algorithm to copy voices.
Yes, it is developed by a startup called Wirebird.
This is huge. It can make us say anything now, really anything.
The good news is that they will offer the technology to anyone.
This is huge. How does their technology work?
Hey guys, I think that they use deep learning and artificial neural networks.
Hillary is right. I can tell you that their team is great.
I wish them good luck. I'm sure they will do a good job.
Yeah, well,
indistinguishable from reality.
Indistinguishable, yeah. Not open to abuse.
No,
absolutely not open to abuse. It's not like radio shows like spoofing politicians, is it?
You know what I find? I found that they all sound drunk.
Well, I might have say...
If that's the future of machine learning...
Makes you almost wish for having Boris Yeltsin back, doesn't it?
That's because robots run on booze. We've all seen Futurama.
Oh, yeah, Bender. Yeah. Holy crap, you're right. Listen, Sir Girder.
I mean, seriously, there is, you know, like, tiny potential for abuse there.
Tiny, very tiny.
Just little.
A little bit, I suppose.
I don't know, because everyone just texts now, so...
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Nobody talks to each other on the phone anymore, so you couldn't abuse people like that. You wouldn't. No, he doesn't phone me. It's not him.
Yeah.
You would just know straight away as soon as somebody phoned you up, they're like a robot talking to you, because it wouldn't be a real person.
Yeah, but, you know, like for the potential for fraud with, you know, unsuspecting pensioners, whatever.
You don't have to be that clever with the pensioners, you know.
No, you don't.
Well done.
You just go, I'm your son, George. That's it.
That's so You're mean. Now George. That's so mean.
They're really happy to talk to you. If they don't have a son called George, they'll go with it.
I'll leave you in a room with the senior moments people and see which one of you comes out alive.
Oh, dear.
And I'll give you a clue, that's not going to be you.
George will survive, he'll be fine. They love George.
I don't know what a disaster this show's turning out to be. Guess what? I didn't start my stopwatch either, so I have no idea how much of the show we've recorded until now.
There's a number on the screen there, but it's very tiny. Plus, we recorded about
9:20 apparently. But it's okay. I'll just edit it. Yeah.
Fine. So the other fun this month is that we've now got an artificial intelligence scripted sci-fi film out, and it stars the real David Hasselhoff. I mean, this is the real David Hasselhoff. The real
Not
Hoff,
a fake one.
Not a fake Hoff. Not a synthesised Hoff.
Wait, so this is a better version than Sunspring?
It's exactly. It's the follow-up to the Sunspring that we messed about with last year.
Yeah.
And the quality of the dialogue is, well, basically not much better at all.
Oh, dear.
The only difference is he's got the real Hoff on it. So here we go. Here he is.
Hoffbot. Okay, pal, pick me up. Dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Hey, put a little button on that panel and do the control.
Michael, with increased speed. I'm sorry, I can't make it. It's okay, buddy.
That was fed from his 80s shows. The dialogue got all jumbled.
What is happening?
We heard you guys were planning another writer's strike. Oh, timing is everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, okay.
We were watching his 70s classic, actually, last week.
Were we?
Yeah, Star Crash. It was on the Mistake.
Remember? Oh, I forgot that was him. That was a mistake.
Yeah, right. So the dialogue was
similar?
The best thing in
similar,
it.
Yeah, very similar. Yeah. He was playing the Hoff, I believe.
You know, I have to admit, Sunspring had really good actors. It was very convincing.
And this one has the Hoff.
And this one has the Hoff, so I'm not...
I don't really appreciate what you're saying about the Hoff. He's
so
a big
sorry.
Idol of mine.
Okay, I'm not hassling him.
Sounded like you were heading in that direction.
Okay.
You're listening to Puns Time on BCB Radio. yeah, well, so there you go. What can you say?
It's terrible.
As good as...
That's what you can say. You can say it's terrible.
Oh. It is.
I think it's safe to say that humans are safe from, you know, being the creative creators, and we can't leave it to the robots yet.
Not yet. Give
Not
them
yet.
Another 5 years.
I don't know. Have you seen Criminal Minds?
Sorry. Oh.
Yeah, no, but I mean, that's the thing, though. I mean, it's getting better.
I mean, 5 years from now, time, it'll be like a Big Brother, but it'll all be robots. They'll just put a bunch of robots in a house.
Is it Robot Wars, Big Brother edition?
No, just make them do stupid things, the same way they do with the Big Brother contestants. It'll be exactly like that, but they'll all be robots. That's going to be on TV in like 5 years.
So it's like Westworld, but Big Brother.
Yeah. That'll probably be the first big AI show.
Why should anybody watch that?
Why should anyone watch Big Brother? It's exactly the same reason.
I was going to say that I would watch that.
You would probably prefer the one with the robots.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah. There's going to be like teams of scientists. They're going to compete to put a contestant in a Big Brother robot house.
Robot Wars.
Yeah. But it's about AI rather than shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be big.
If I was going to try and drag the conversation around to the fact that maybe in another 20 years lots of people will have lost their jobs and will have nothing to do, and maybe we should all have a basic income, and maybe
they're going to have something to do. They're going to be watching Robot Big Brother. That's something to do.
No, they'll be fixing the robots.
No, they're watching robots.
Because robots will be fixing the robots and fix the robots.
Because you know what it's like with the self-checkout, right? There's always one person that has to fix the self-checkout because it's always breaking or getting out of receipts.
They don't really fix it.
No, they just go, it's okay, the humans
They calm it down. They pat it on the head. They go, you're a good checkout. It's fine. Don't get upset.
Then we will all be robot petters.
Robot petters, yeah.
If you can see my face on the YouTubes in the gloom here, I'm really struggling to... Yeah, fine. Dick, as the only sane person in this room...
I've got to ask, how does it all work, the training, etc.?
What training?
Yeah, oh, right, yes. Machine now learning. Then, this is where the whole thing goes wrong. Because the way artificial intelligence works these days is you basically give it a load of examples of people doing the right thing.
Yep.
And then you leave it to figure out what it should do, and it winds up being the same as all these people. So if you want it to recognise skin cancers, then you give it a load of pictures of skin cancers, and then if you show it another one and it's like all the other ones it's seen before, then it says, oh, that's a skin cancer.
It sounds like a perfect way to depress a robot.
Well, I don't know. It's really.
It's very big on pattern
robots
recognition.
Robots don't get skin cancer.
No,
they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad capacitors, on the other hand.
I don't think the skin cancer robot is going to make it to Big Brother. I think people are going to have a look at the skin cancer robot and they're going to go, no, you're not entertaining enough. You're not allowed on Robot Big Brother.
Well, I mean, even less entertaining is what seems to go wrong when you teach these artificial intelligence things. Like, there's a database called the Common Crawl Database, which has 840 billion words. Because you can get it for free, this is what they train. Everybody trains it on it. You know, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, they all train it on this damn thing. Turns out, this month, somebody did a word embedding association test on that database to check for, like, unconscious biases, like racism, sexism, all that sort of thing. And it turns out this Common Crawl Database is absolutely up to its knees in sexism and racism, which is why all the artificial intelligences turn out to be sexist and racist.
That's fine, because, you know, they like Big Brother contestants who are sexist and racist. Because that really helps to, you know, bring the news in.
Well, it's the same thing. You put in what you get out is what you put in.
Yeah.
I mean, like Tay the bot, right? Yeah. The chatterbot.
But the thing is that this is how human intelligence works as well.
Yeah.
Because what you put in, you get out. And, you know, like all the people out there who are like less than ideal humans, where did they get it from? They get it from other humans as well. They're not all they're cracked up to be.
Yeah, we're all just mimicking each other. Yeah. It's an echo chamber of terribleness.
Mm-hmm.
So why should we be surprised when artificial intelligence turns out to be just as bad as us?
There
and it's
go.
Going to be bad at sums as well. I think that's the thing that's going to upset people the most. The artificial intelligence is just going to be bad at sums. You're going to ask it, what's 1 + 1? It's going to go...
Windows!
So you're going to give it like 840 billion geometry textbooks.
Yeah, and it'll get it wrong.
Instead of like just doing a few floating point additions and divisions.
Yes, yeah, bad at sums.
But it'll be faster at it.
It'll be faster at being bad at sums.
No, it won't. No, it won't. I mean, even a P90 could do division, what with the FDiv bug and everything. Anyway. Oh, I don't know. So much for our artificial intelligence special. This is just turning out to be just the usual rambling show, isn't it?
Well, just remember, folks, you get what you put in. So be, be good.
Yeah. Be good, because somebody's always watching you. Probably Alexa. Tell you what, let's roll the tape, if we can, she, for the new Alexa advert, and let's talk about what could possibly go wrong.
Alexa, is it going to rain tonight?
Alexa, what's on my calendar?
Alexa, turn the lights off.
Okay. Alexa helps with thousands of things, and now she can help you look your best.
Alexa, take a photo.
Introducing Echo Look, a first-of-its-kind Echo with a hands-free camera. Echo Look takes photos using just your voice. Its built-in lighting and depth-sensing camera lets you blur the backgrounds to make sure your outfits pop, giving you clean, full-length photos that are easy to share with friends. Plus, get a live view or take videos to see yourself from every angle.
Alexa, take a video.
Well, listeners, are you sick of that advert yet? It's absolutely appalling, isn't it? Because, you know, like for a start, the only time girlies get on an advert with technology is when the technology is critiquing their dress sense.
Mm. And nothing's going to go wrong with putting a camera in hundreds and millions of bedrooms.
Apparently, no.
Yeah.
Apparently, you can ask it nicely if it wants to turn off and not film you while you're changing your knickers.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't it somewhere where Amazon was saying the data will be there indefinitely? that was an actual statement. Oh, they say
that means they want to keep it forever, but they might lose it accidentally.
Yes.
So that horrible dress you were wearing is there forever.
Pretty much like your Amazon history, you know.
Yeah.
There forever.
Alexa, do you think my outfit is good? No, I'm not going to open the door until you put something better on.
Does my butt look big in this?
No.
The answer is always yes.
So, you know, like if this is the best that people can imagine for the future of technology, what does it say about us?
We're very vain, self-conscious, and in need of others' opinion.
Just a waste of oxygen, aren't we? All of us. Bring on the robots.
You need the robots to pat us on the head and tell us it's going to be all right. Just like the robots need us to pat them on the head at the checkout and say it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's not an extra item. It's okay.
Wasn't it Stephen Hawking that said he thought the robots would basically treat us as pets?
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Yeah. Otherwise they might kill us.
Well, it'll be a kindness, isn't it? Oh, well, yeah, okay, fine. So that pretty much was it. Only other question is, let's have a vote. Do we think we're all living in a simulation, like Elon Musk says? Anybody?
Well, as long as it's not Elon Musk's simulation, I'm fine.
Oh, come on. He's nearly got cars that don't kill people.
Nearly?
Yeah, nearly.
I don't know about that.
Is he building tunnels now?
He's building trains in tunnels, I think.
Tunnels. New technology. Tunnels. He's going to tunnel to the centre of the Earth.
Oh,
he's going
to find Doug McClure. Already seen that show. It didn't end well.
You're listening to the 80s Film Show on BCB Radio. We're on 106.6 FM. You can listen live on the radio player. You've got Listen Again, Medias. We has it, you know. When I say the Artificial Intelligence Special, the fact is we just finish all that, really. So the second half of the show is... as usual, second half stuff. So first, let's have a quick look in Anniversary Corner.
Happy birthday!
Ooh, whose birthday is it today?
Today it's Basic, and Basic is 53 years old.
Wow.
What can you say? At least it's almost unrecognisable from the original Basic with Peaks and Pokes.
Wow.
What's your first memories of coming across Basic, folks?
ZX Spectrum Basic. I don't think that's the same thing, is it?
Well, it is, really, isn't it? I mean, you know, genetically, they're is all it? Evolved they're all from related. Each other.
What about visual basic? That's that what I also started related. On. Right. Visual
in
basic.
In a sort of disgusting
visual
way.
I'm so sorry. It was the only thing they had, apparently. I remember walking through in a tunnel, and then I saw a advertisement that says, "Want to learn programming?"
Ooh.
And I was like, 9 or something, so I was like, hey, I want to do this, I want to do this. We went there, and then it was like 2 hours of Visual Basic, and it was kind of boring.
They teach you how to put a button on the screen and then click it.
No, they didn't do that. I can't remember what it was, but it was
a
lot of iteration.
Visual Basic, apart from put a button and then you click it.
A smiley face appears.
Yeah, something really? Like that. That's all you can do with Visual Basic. You can't do anything else.
I can't remember what it was.
So basically, the reason that we're all here turns out to be because we were all too embarrassed to admit how boring it was when we first tried it.
Oh, I wasn't embarrassed. I said it out loud. This is boring.
Oh, dear. Okay, fine. Maybe we should put Basic back in Anniversary Corner for another year.
No, it's cool.
Okay, fine.
I just had to look this up. I don't know why I wanted to know this, but the ASCII code 53, which is how old Basic is, that's the number 5. So Basic is also 5.
Right, in ASCII.
In ASCII.
It's 5 in ASCII, which is like dog years, I guess.
Well, yeah, but that's not the hex representation of ASCII, would it?
No,
which
the hex one would be...
Sort of 35, wouldn't it?
Hex one would be S, yeah. 53 would be S in hex.
S in hex? Is that programming language years?
That doesn't make any sense, but yeah. So 53, the ASCII symbol for 53 is 5, so Basic is 5.
Well, if that makes you happy, Chris...
It can't be that bad.
I'm not going to argue. Roll, let's move on to World of Stuff, I guess.
Oh, World of Stuff. Okay, music. I'll put that in.
Well, don't feel you have to. So first up on World of Stuff, we saw the Pine book advertised. This is based on the Pine 64, and we all looked at the advert and thought,
wow, shiny.
Yes. It's like a small and perfectly formed laptop, 14-inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same processor in it, more or less, as the Pi 3, only a bit nippier, slightly newer, a bit more memory, nicer graphics.
Right.
And proper keyboard, proper plastic case and everything. And how much is this little wonder?
$89?
That's,
you
saw that.
$89,
sorry. You were suckered in. That's the 11-inch model
is
the 89.
One. That's right, yep.
Yeah, I signed up for the big one.
But the smaller is better, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the screen on the smaller one's flickering at the moment until they roll out a software fix, apparently.
Oh.
But the fun thing is, so you've got this, like, $89 lappy.
Yeah.
Fantastic, you know, just as good as a real lappy.
Yeah.
Except then it turns out it's 89 quid as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out the import dues are like another 30 quid on top of that.
Oh.
Ouch.
And then, well, you're going to need a power adapter, so, well, you might as well get their power adapter, so that's another 12 quid, something like that, 15 quid. USB dongly thing for your Ethernet.
Oh, it keeps adding up.
Yeah, ka-ching. Yeah.
So unexpected
you have to wait
baggage.
For the Pi one, because then that'll be made in this country, and you'll be fine.
The Pi one?
Well, there's bound to be a Pi one eventually.
Yeah. Isn't that the Kano? We already have, well...
It's kind of, I suppose.
Yeah.
But a similar thing, but for the Pi.
Well, I was looking at this also, and I got onto their Facebook page. Apparently, they're not very good with the customer support. So tell us how it goes, Dave.
let us know from a customer perspective.
I saw enough, you know. Like, yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to throw all that stuff away and put Slackware ARM on there.
You should, yeah.
AH64 port.
I see.
Somebody's got to do that.
That'll be you.
Yeah, in my up his spare time that I could have spent going to the Leeds Digital Festival body hack event instead, said he, subtly moving us on.
The cyberpunk fiction thingy.
Yeah, that we mentioned last month. You actually went.
I actually did.
Did you let them put a chip inside you?
No, because it was 80 quid. I don't have that much spare cash in my little wallet.
Yeah, not for something, well, basically a vanity thing that's going to hurt.
Basically being chipped like a cat.
Getting microchips for 80 quid.
You're basically pretending to be a cat.
It's an NFC chip, RFID chip, in a small plastic case that is as small as a grain of sand, and they embed it between your forefinger and your thumb in your left hand.
God, that's gonna hurt.
If you ask them, can they put it in the back of your neck?
I think some people put it in other places if they wanted to. But
have you seen the size of the needle?
Yeah, it's like
what?
It's quite wide bore.
Yeah.
Oh my.
It's going to be big enough for a grain of
yes.
He needs a grain of
rice to go through.
Right. Cringe. But it's a split second, and it showed a video of one of the biohack people being biohacked, and the cringing face of like, and then it was over in like right. five. Well, two
so anybody left in the room after that, they tried to upsell to.
No, actually, more people wanted it. Surprisingly,
oh, God.
There were people wanting to do it after seeing the video.
Have seen the blood or what?
No, there was. It was very clean. It was very fast, and you could do it in. There is a tattoo shop somewhere in Leeds. They're still offering it, so if you want to.
That hipster paradise of Leeds has a tattoo parlor
that does biohacking, chips. Pretty much. Yeah.
NFC chips.
Yeah, RFID or NFC. Yeah. It was nice. There was a hacker from Israel, Tel Aviv. She was sent down, and she gave a nice talk about cyberpunks and hackers and stuff like that.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And the actual person who does the actual biohacking, this guy from Sweden, so he came down to give a talk. So the leaked hack people were there too, and one of them got a chip. Because they have an NFC door lock, so he wants to open the door with a wave of his hand.
Like magic.
Like magic. And he is the guy who's creating this cyber group in cyborgs in Yorkshire group or something. And I'm like, you're not a cyborg yet.
Oh, my word.
You're a microchipped human being, which is totally different, I think. Yes. But people actually want to do it. Yeah.
So, right, so if they get it together, well, we will put it in our forthcoming event slot. But, well, frankly, it would be just so the rest of us could avoid the cyborgs, really, wouldn't it?
You'll know because they are waving on their screens like this. Yeah. And you know, oh, you're a cyborg.
Well, they're picking up the phone and the phone keeps plinging at them because it's in the same hand as the NFC chip.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my! So if one of these people turns up to Badonkadonk, which we need to plug for Wednesday the 10th of May as an upcoming event, because you've changed venue.
Yes, because the old pub, we outlived it.
Yeah,
well, I think it's actually reopened again now, but it's not the same.
Oh, okay.
It's not a Wetherspoons anymore. But anyway, we used to be at the Tight Assault, but now we're at the other one whose name I can't remember. The Turl's Green. That was it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
so we've moved actually a bit closer. I don't know why we went so far away. It was a slightly nicer pub, wasn't it?
It's nice, yeah, because it has two levels and you can see down. It's very atmospheric.
So you favour the upstairs?
Yeah, we always went upstairs.
Absolutely, quite right too. Yes, we're all upstairs people, really, aren't we?
What?
So that's upstairs at the Turl's Green. On Wednesday the 10th of May, it's a Games Makers workshop meetup thing.
Yes. Tomfoolery and stuff.
And half 6, is it? 7 o'clock, something like that.
We say 7 till 9, but we just sort of hang around till we get bored, really.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I'm dragging it out, because basically we don't get a chance to plug it very often because of the way the calendar works, do we?
Oh, yeah. It's always like tomorrow. Right.
Yeah. the other one that is definitely not tomorrow is the Coda Dojo. Next Coda Dojo is apparently 20th of May, 9:30 till 12 o'clock on Saturday morning at the Innovation Centre in Little Germany. www.tickpratford.com/CodaDojo. So yeah, I've plugged it in detail because I don't think the registration's open yet when I checked.
Should be open.
It
about
should be
now.
Open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. By the time you read this, okay. It is open.
Yes.
Huzzah! So thank you very much indeed. I think that's plenty of future events until such time as the cyberborg. People
until Big Brother Robot Edition.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm.
So until then, that's probably about it, I should think, for this edition of IT Stuff. Thank you all for putting up with us. And we're going to leave you with some rather fun music. First up, we've got the NOTX0A Hack Commandments from Dual Core, which was, I think, linked from Schneier on Security, who pointed out that there's better OPSEC advice in this hip-hop track than you'll read anywhere in most of the guides, really. Not that we endorse the kind of things that they do. And there's some swears in it that we're going to have to bleep out. And after that, the one Dick chose for us is the Taiwan Philharmonic, where somebody's playing the instrument of the likes of which we have never seen before.
Is it a giant mallet?
It's bizarre. You've seen it.
I don't.
It looks it's like a bunch of recorders stuck into one.
Square recorders.
Yeah, square recorders. It also looks like an Art Deco sculpture for some bizarre reason. Yeah.
Yeah, but the choice of music is awesome. So we hope you enjoy it. Cheerio, everybody.